The scripture reading this morning comes from the 8th chapter of Psalms, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings have you ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might defeat the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visited him? For you have made him a little lower than angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beast of the fields, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Tim. You know, as I prepared for this sermon, I read a story that just brought to light to me one point of it. We're nearing Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. Now, there was a family who had two children, a boy named Charlie and another boy named Billy. And Billy was a little on the mischievous side. But they asked Charlie to give the prayer for Thanksgiving, and he jumped at the chance. He began by thanking God for his family and friends. He named them one by one. Then he began to pray for the food. He called every item by name: the green beans, the mashed potatoes, the coleslaw, the corn, and the cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, pecan pie, and especially the chocolate cake. Then he began to pray about the turkey. And he prayed, "That turkey looks so good and juicy. Thanks, Mom, for preparing it. Thanks for the car that brought the turkey home from the grocery store, and for the man at the market who bagged it. And thanks for the meat department worker that put the turkey on the shelf, and for the worker who took the turkey off the truck, for the driver of the truck who brought the turkey from the meat packaging plant, for the ones who cleaned the bird and wrapped it up, and for the farmer who raised the turkey." Well, by now, he'd been praying a pretty good while. And the whole family was kind of wondering when it was going to come to an end. Now, old Billy jumps up, and he blurts out sarcastically, "Well, you thanked everybody but God." And Charlie didn't miss a beat. Said, "I was coming to that." Now, you know, that's a lot like us. We do the same. We thank lots of people and lots of things. And occasionally, we remember to thank God. We wish everybody a happy Turkey Day. We thank the people who have contributed to our lives. We praise our family and friends. But let's not forget God. He's the source of all our blessings. Now, on Thanksgiving Day, which is coming up this week, many of us, not me, will end up having a big meal. I will do that. But then we'll go to sleep, some of us, not me, Jack maybe, and start snoring before the TV set with a remote control rocking on his stomach as he sits there watching football. But who received the thanks for our good life? Will we ever get around to God, or have we simply forgotten him? Will we remember God this Thanksgiving? Will we thank him for who he is and what he's done and what he has given us? If you noticed in our scripture reading this morning, that it begins and ends with God. I want you to look carefully at some of the passages in this psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The name of God expresses all the attributes of God. It's more than a title. It's the embodiment of his character. When God revealed his name to us, he was making himself known to us, revealing himself to humanity, and inviting an intimacy. It also says, you have set your glory above the heavens. The glory of God is the essence of his nature. The weight of his importance, the radiance of his splendor, the demonstration of his power, and the atmosphere of his presence. God's glory is the expression of his goodness and his other intrinsic eternal qualities. That psalm also says, when I consider your heavens, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, all of us have looked up and seen the moon and the stars. We know that a beam of light travels 7 times around the earth in 1 minute, or 1 second, I'm sorry. And it takes 8 minutes for that beam to travel from the sun to the earth. In that year, that beam travels 6 trillion miles. 8 billion light years from Earth is halfway to the edge of the universe. The vastness of the universe is the vastness of God. The psalm also says, the work of your fingers. God's fingers, according to David, set the stars in place. His fingers, mind you, not his hand, not his arm, which reveals the true power. Because far less power dwells in the hand than in the arm or the hand. To create the stars, the planets, and the galaxies, God needed only his fingers. The psalm also says, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? The greatness of God extends far beyond the Milky Way, the Andromeda Galaxy, or 100 million universes that are tossed into space as mere handfuls of stardust. It extends to us, to each and every one of us. God thinks of us. He remembers us. He keeps us in his heart. Before such overwhelming physical odds and seemingly endless space and time, God thinks of us and sees us. For that alone, we should be grateful. God has impressed his character, his likeness, onto our very nature. In knowing God, we took his name, Christian. And his character has rubbed off on us. Are we thankful for our relationship with God? Or has it grown stale and commonplace? Do we take it for granted? Because of God's glory, we should be thankful he has allowed us to share in his likeness. We don't possess that glory, we radiate it. Paul wrote, but we Christians have no veil over our face. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord works within us. We become more and more like him. As believers, we all have been given the awesome privilege and the responsibility to reflect God's glory to others. I remember parts of a poem that says, we, like the moon, have no light, no energy, and no power. We, like the moon, when touched by God, cast his brilliance on the blackest of nights. There was a little girl that had been to church, and she was on the way home. She turned to her mother and said, "Mama, there's some things I don't understand about what was said today." The mother asked, "What's that?" She said, "Well, he said that God is bigger than we are. Is that true?" Mama said, "Oh, yes, that's true." "He also said God lives within us. Is that true?" "Yes." "Well, if God is bigger than us and he lives in us, wouldn't he show through?" "Yeah." "So God wants to show through our lives so we can cast his light on a dark world. This is an important role that each of us play. Do we thank God for the role that he has given us to play? Because of God's heaven, we should be thankful that God is preparing a place for us. For us, life is more than just a here and now. Our life has a future focus, and for believers, an eternal home. Heaven is prepared for those who choose to call God the Father. We have Jesus' word on that, because he told the disciples not to worry about death, not to worry about heavenly residence, and then he gave them a reason. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you." Sometimes it's good to thank God in advance for our heavenly home. Sometimes we get so busy, so complacent, and so selfish that we forget to see the beauty of God's creation as a gift to us. Oftentimes, I'm afraid, we just overlook the simple gift of creation and fail to thank God for the beauty around us. So the next time you step out at night and see the stars, thank the one who put them in space. Next time you see a sunrise or a sunset, say a prayer of thanks to the one who did that. Or for that matter, when you see a rose or a rainbow or the first leaf in spring, don't forget to thank God who gave them to you and I. Because of God's care, we should be thankful for his presence. It has been said that people don't care how much you know until they really know how much you care. Do you realize how much God cares for you? Do you not grasp that you are always on his mind? You are constantly under his watchful eye? You know, God is a caring God. And like the Hallmark card says, he cared enough to send the very best. When he saw our need for forgiveness, he sent his one and only son to die for us. He did for us on the cross what we could not do. For that, we should be eternally thankful. We truly, each one of us, have much to be thankful for. We need to give thanks to God for all he has done. And that should be one of the most distinctive marks of us as Christians. Is that true of you or me? Or has the spirit of ingratitude hardened all our hearts and chilled our relationship with God and with others? Nothing turns us into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart. And nothing will do more to restore contentment and the joy of our salvation than a true spirit of thankfulness. So as we come to Thanksgiving, be grateful to see God and the world as ourselves, as His children, to recognize that life is a gracious gift from His hand. This Thanksgiving, I hope that you don't forget God. Make sure He is first and He is last on your list. Bow your heads with me, please. Our most beloved Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have given us and for granting us your peace. We know that you have prepared a beautiful place for us, and for that we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.